Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, Doug Glanville in center field. Yeah. They're the guys I watched. But I was a Jeter fan growing up.
Hey, you're a Jeter fan growing up. Mark and Reese, we're back live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Memorial Day weekend's almost here. Free toll Friday, it's back. Next Friday, Pete pays your tolls on the Egg Harbor Toll Plaza from 5 to 6 p.m. That's next Friday. We'll be broadcasting live from the Frank S. Farley Service Plaza from 2 to 6. So he's a Derek Jeter fan, which I totally respect. I'm a Derek Jeter fan. Ike?
Yeah.
Jackie, aren't you a Derek Jeter fan?
No.
You're not?
I'm Mr. Slap Hitter? No. If he played in Kansas City, no one even remembers Derek Jeter.
So you didn't like hearing Mike Trout say that?
No. No, yet again. Like, honestly, I don't know how much more evidence has to be put out there about him not being a Philly guy. It's just like, if you're going to claim Philly's fandom, I don't want to hear the first word out of your mouth being Derek Jeter. That's very disappointing to me.
Mm. All right. Well,
would you like him to say Doug Glanville first?
Well, that would show he's a real fan. I mean, I did like the throwback. Yes, I didn't like that he said, John hates Scott Rowland more than I did.
Right.
But, the first name out of his mouth was
Scott Rowland. Yeah.
Right. Who is hated in this city.
No, and it just shows you when he went Jimmy and Chase, when did he get drafted, Mike Trout?
2009.
Okay. All right. Well, because, that's when he would have been a kid, which is Doug Glanville and Scott Rowland, or, a high school kid, as opposed
right.
to he's getting out of high school and he's playing when he gets drafted. And these guys are still, they're in their prime with the Phillies, so it's a little
but
bit
they
different.
Plus they had won a World Series and been to the playoffs, so I can imagine him being,
Well, I would just say that there's more evidence that he's a front runner than not. I mean,
so you're saying that he's a bandwagon fan because he
– around that time, he was 8 years old, right in the middle of the Yankees dynasty, right around the time that the Eagles were getting good, no coincidence there. It took him a while to get back to the Phillies.
It
smells a little front runnerish to me.
All right, well, the big news here, and this is the reason why Jack called a Marks and Reese investigation on it, is that I guess – Micah Parsons, the Dallas Cowboys linebacker, who was a Cowboy fan growing up in Harrisburg, Micah Parsons, he attended a Rangers game where the Rangers were taking on the Anaheim or the California Angels, whatever they're called, LA Angels, and Mike Trout was there. Mike Trout gave Micah Parsons a signed bat saying, "Take it easy on the birds," on the bat, and posed for a picture and blah, 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 blah. I find no problem with it. These are two professional athletes that are at the top of their sports, and this is what professional athletes do. They have something in common. They're big. He's a big football fan. He's a great Cowboy. Mm-hmm. He probably wanted to meet Mike Trout because he's a fan, and they had this. What is your problem with it, Jack Fritz?
Well, it's just yet again. I mean, it's buttering up a Cowboys player, which, as a guy that's supposedly a season ticket holder for the Eagles and this diehard tweeting about the Eagles. It's just disappointing, again, to see a guy who claims Philly, turned his back on this city when he was supposed to be joining Bryce Harper here in a little bit. Just continuing to put up this facade that he's this big Philly fan when he signed willfully 12 years to remain a losing team out in L.A. rather than being the prodigal son coming back and taking this Phillies team over the top. So more and more evidence continues to suggest that he is not a Philly guy. I don't know how he wakes up when the Phillies sign Roy Halladay as a member of the Angels saying, you know, we got Roy Halladay, Dad. And then he turns around and ever since that moment has just honestly slapped the face of every Phillies fan out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just disappointing. Like it's a Cowboy. That's the one thing. It's you're buttering up a Cowboys fan.
Yeah. Johnny Marks is right, though. These are just two top athletes admiring each other. Michael Parsons, he know who the hell Mike Trout is. He's been the best player in baseball for a decade. So to get an autographed bat from Mike Trout, it actually says, who is a known Eagles fan, it says the level of admiration that's there from Michael Parsons that he wants the autograph of an Eagles fan. Mike Trout is just there obliging Michael Parsons.
Yep.
Right? Like, you come to the ballpark, you're not. This is not football season, it's baseball season. You come, you're in here, you're in the dugout, you're visiting guys. And
Trout sees him, and he's like, man, you're good. Like,
yeah,
man,
it's Michael Parsons. He's a sports fan. It's like, I mean, but the point is that Michael Parsons
sought him out.
Mike Trout is a bona fide Hall of Famer already.
Yeah.
I mean, guy has multiple MVPs. Like, when another athlete, a top young player in another sport, is admiring you and wants your autograph, you're not sitting there having some petty war that fans have. Like, are you serious? Like, yeah, that's not how athletes behave. No, I can't sign your bat, man. You play for the Cowboys. You beat up my Eagles. My, come on, man.
All right, we'll take the first couple, 215-592-9494, that want to weigh in and say if they didn't like what
did I get
Trout
did. Did I get my helmet autographed from Roger Staubach?
You're damn right,
man,
so did
didn't waste time with it. They rushed it over there to him. Please sign this, Mr. Staubach. Are you crazy? No, I don't want that. He played for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that. No, still in my basement. Yep, got it. Now, it's not a Cowboy helmet for everybody out there.
It's an Army-Navy helmet.
It's an Army-Navy helmet, yes.
Yes.
So I would not have gotten you know that's not happening. It's not a Cowboy helmet.
And he smudged the Sharpie on a signature on my helmet.
I'm lying. I do have a Cowboy helmet in my house.
Huh?
Guess whose it is? It's my former college teammate, Flozell Adams. Got it in the Pro Bowl. We made the Pro Bowl the same year.
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
So, but that's the only – it's not up, but I have it in – like I said, that's my former college teammate.
Jack, what you're doing is you're looking for reasons and excuses to not like Mike Trout.
Yes.
Because you're still hurt, I'll say, because Mike Trout didn't want to come to Philadelphia and
finish his career.
It's okay
to admit it.
It's okay to admit it.
No, it literally broke my heart. It really did. Because as someone that grew up around this city, wanting to live, I would have died to have been drafted by the Phillies and worked my way up. It's supposed to be the dream of every local kid. Now I hear him talking about a Yankee as he supposedly grew up a Phillies fan and didn't, like, signing in L.A. for 12 years and never wanting to return to Philadelphia as a local baseball player that is supposed to be a hero to this area and turning your back on maybe getting us back to the promised land. That's supposed to be the dream of every local baseball player. So, yeah, it drives me crazy. I don't want to hear about Mike Trout being a Philly guy anymore.
So you're saying you don't believe the story when he said we got Roy Halladay? If that was
that,
the case,
I used to have that getting ready to written on my tombstone for when he returned here and brought us back to prominence. But now I'm starting to believe that story is completely fraudulent. There's no way you can say, Dad, we got Roy Halladay, and then the first word out of your mouth is Derek Jeter about how you grew up idolizing. There's no correlation there. Any area athlete that grew up a diehard, quote-unquote, fan of these sports teams would want to return and play for that team, especially if you're the best player in baseball, okay? You're the best player in baseball. You're supposed to be a Philly.
Or you act like it's easy to play here or something.
That's why he didn't want to play here because of you.
He is Mike Trout. He is Chase Utley on steroids. I mean,
he gets to be an Eagle fan without coming back here and signing a contract.
But why does
not
he have to be just an Eagle fan? Why can't he be everything? Why can't he be everything?
You're the only person that doesn't like him.
215-592-9494. I like him. It just drives me nuts.
I love him. He follows me on Twitter.
Yeah, well, tell him that. Tell him to stop signing
that's
Cowboys
the best,
fans.
That might be. Is that your that's top?
That might be my. Oh, I got Jerry Rice
got
too.
Jerry.
To follow. Jerry Rice
Jerry
follows
Rice,
me too.
Jerry
yes.
Rice is one.
But I think he follows 5,000 people, so he don't count.
And how many does Trouty?
2,500.
Does Carson still follow you?
Carson has never followed me.
We followed Elliot and then unfollowed him.
Yeah, Carson has never followed me. Yeah.
You would follow Elliot.
Nikki Six follows me.
All right.
Yeah, but Carson has never followed me, which I was always proud of.
Yeah.
Well, because it just means I'm not catering to him.
Correct.
He's following me like I do to some of the other Eagles around here. Never mind.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that to Mickey.
All right, so the Marks and Reese investigation has determined what, Ike? Is Mike Trout?
To Mick?
Mike Trout's still a Philly guy?
He is for me, yes.
Jack?
No. He can be from here. He can have his little South Jersey accent. But him turning his back on the city is still one of the biggest disappointments of my entire life.
Dwayne in Pensauken, New Jersey. Dwayne, what's up? How are you?
How you guys doing?
Good, Dwayne.
What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, Ike. How you doing, my brother? Once again, reference to fair warning. I'm a Cowboys fan, but this is going to prove my point. Let me give you an example. Oh, I'm talking about this thing about Michael Parsons and Mike Trout, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say you met Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali swore up and down he was the greatest Cowboys fan or whoever our rival is, whatever.
And he didn't like Joe Lewis. I mean, Joe Lewis.
Yeah, okay.
Joe Frazier.
Right, yeah.
Joe Frazier.
He was mean to Joe Frazier.
He's mean to Joe Frazier.
Very mean.
Yep.
Right. Yes, he was. He was that. But that's a topic for another day.
Yep.
But
yep.
We could
yep.
go on forever about that one. That's
well, I'm just saying it ties
anyway,
to one of our local heroes and Joe right. Frazier.
But what I'm saying is the thing, the dynamic that would happen is just because it's a – look, I was a security guard at the Cherry Hill Mall for years way back in the day. Diehard Cowboy fan. I met Mike Quick. I met Jerome Brown. I was in awe. I know what I'm looking at. I know who I'm talking to. And you've been Reggie White. If I was a bump into Reggie White, man, I'm trying to – are you kidding me?
Yes.
I don't care who my team is. It's freaking Reggie White.
Yep.
But you know what, though? We saw Emmitt Smith out at the Super Bowl, and, man, mm-hmm. I just saw him, and I hated him.
and we instigated. He was so mad at Eagles fans because they were chanting at him, Dallas sucks.
Yeah.
And he was so mad. He was yelling
I'm sure,
and screaming.
But the thing great. Is
I hear
don't make too much out of this thing, man. These guys got mad respect for each other. And if he loves baseball and this guy knows football – and he just says, this guy is going to be a great football player.
Yep.
I'd like to sign whatever.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. It doesn't mean anything in that regard is your loyalty. You just recognizing another great athlete. Ike Reese, when y'all invite me over to do my catering for y'all, that's a hint, hint, hint.
Okay.
I'm going to get your autograph.
Okay. That's
and
all
your
good.
Picture.
Yep.
And you're going to walk.
As long as you give me a discount, it's all
rib.
Good.
Yeah, all right. Beat a Cowboy fan. Get anything.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, it's just athletes, admiring athletes. I like the fact that Trout put on the bat, take it easy on my Eagles. So, see, again, he's letting you know that I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, right? He's letting you know that I'll sign your bat. Like, I've signed Cowboy fan stuff, and I'll be like, go Birds.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, go Birds.
No, he actually.
Go Birds. If I sign something for you, I'm going to put go Birds on there.
It's a strong Philly guy move.
Yeah.
To involve, like, for him, this is like, oh, what? This is awesome. I got one of the best Dallas Cowboy players, coming here right now, and I'm an Eagle fan. Jackie's the most notable Eagle fan in the country, Mike Trout. Just so you know.
Him or Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper?
But he's.
Kevin Hart? Will Smith?
No, Kevin Hart's a Cowboy.
Will Smith? Kevin Hart's a Cowboy fan.
He is. Right, Jack? There's a video out there.
Yeah, there's a photo.
I saw it. I believe me. It was when he was a kid. I saw the shirt and everything.
Yeah. Will Smith.
Will Smith's an Eagle fan, man. Come on, man.
I don't know if we're allowed to use him anymore.
he would have slapped Micah Parsons right in the head. With Mike Trout, like I forgot to add this to my rant.
Here you go.
I mean, in 2015, he came back. He got a standing ovation
while
we still have Chase Utley, Brian Howard, and Jimmy Rollins, and they felt a certain way about it, and they should have, because all we did was show him joy and adulation to come home and join this team. And that's why I feel
but
so
Jack,
passionately about it.
I had a good show that day. I went on a nice little rant about that.
I remember it too.
Yeah, I remember that.
No, it was over the
that.
Top. No, yeah, it was nauseating and over the top.
Yeah.
It was. No,
and we didn't get him.
The reaction was nauseating.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know what?
I remember that.
You know what it is, Jack? There's some people.
And he's back this year.
Yep. Yeah, Jack was saying he's going to dirty 30 Mike
Jennings. Oh.
And now he's backed off of that, though.
Right. Helping my fantasy team. But this might get me back on there. I mean, the signing of a Cowboys thing and the Jeter thing is enough fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
As long as he didn't take a picture with Dak, it's all right.
Yeah, now see, that would have a different feel to it. It would.
Because he's supposed to be cool with Carson, too.
Yeah.
Unless he ended that relationship.
Probably. We'll
see how he handles Carson as a commander.
Oh, if Carson was to hand him a football after a touchdown and he took it and didn't fire it back on the field, I'd be mad as hell.
Especially if it's here on the mound.
We need that to happen.
Carson runs it in, hands it to Mike Trout.
He'd get crushed.
Mike Trout doesn't throw it back in.
No, he does. You're right. He doesn't. He keeps it.
And you, Jack, would be the first one on Twitter.
Oh my God. Oh no, I'm enraged thinking about it. No, you can't take it to throw it back out. But see, that's the thing. Like he's reached such a place as a player.
Yeah.
He doesn't see things like us.
Not at all.
He's like, wow, like Carson Wentz gave me this ball. Yes. Cool. Yes. I'm gonna go put this in my basement or whatever. Meanwhile, mad as hell if he did that. Ike in Southwest Philly.
Oh,
back
man.
To the phones. Ike, how are you, buddy?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, Ike? Ike, you know what? One of my favorite callers of the non-idiots that call all the time. You're one of my favorite callers that's a semi-free
I appreciate caller. That, brother. I appreciate that much, man. Mm-hmm. Appreciate y'all's show.
Thank you.
This is my thing. I'm going to just say something about the Trout thing. I don't ride with that, man, because if you around the hood, we wear everybody hats just so it match your
style.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like we color coordinate like my man John Witherspoon, man.
Yep.
So if I got some orange Bo Jackson's on, you might have a Houston Astros hat on. You know what I'm saying?
AI was the worst athlete in town that would do that. He don't care about rivalry or nothing. He's just wearing hats.
Cowboys.
Yeah, he's just wearing hats to match his fits.
Exactly. That's why I didn't really care when he did it either, because I was like, oh, he was trying to make sure he called Courtney.
Yes.
Now, hold on, Ike. Have you worn a cowboy hat before to match your watch or something?
I never had cowboy on. See, because I got family members that's cowboy fans, and
you can't rock no cowboy hat just so it fits your outfit.
But the thing about having people that's cowboy fans is, up until last year, we always killed them. And they always do something stupid on Thanksgiving when we all together. So it's always love. We always come out on top with that one. But the thing I called about was Howie, man. I had to come at y'all because a couple weeks back when y'all was panicking, y'all was reacting to what was going on at the time and we was missing out on people. And Ike was like, you ain't worried? I'm like, nah, I got to be patient until the end. And see what we got. And
I remember that.
I was like, but it could change. But my man Howie came through for me. Like I'm telling my homies, like Howie season, brother. Like we look good, man.
Yeah.
We, you know, the thing that we did the best, what he did the best this offseason is he took us from an old team to a younger team on defense and offense. I listened to you. I know y'all had show topics when y'all said, who's the young stars? Who's the young up-and-coming players on the defense and the offense? And in just about a year, 2 years, we got a nice amount of those people.
So,
and we got the versatility to keep adding to it. So we can sub out some of our Super Bowl people and bring in some other people while they're learning from the Super Bowl people how to beat Eagles. And I love that, man. So that's what I wanted to say. I love what Howie did this year, man. That's all I had to say.
I appreciate the call, Ike. I couldn't be happier to have been wrong or been not more or less wrong, really being impatient. You know what I'm saying? And Howie's patience paid off. And I still think it's a good start. But past this year, other than my O-line, Goddard, A.J. Brown, Devontae. I know Gainwell will be here, but I still don't know what Gainwell is. what level, like, what is he as a player? I still don't know what he is.
Is he get a second
player.
Contract with the
yeah,
team?
Yeah, and I'm not seeing that not. Yet. Yeah, I'm not seeing that yet. So he's here on his rookie deal. I'm just trying to.
But to your point, the core of the team, Bradbury's right. a great signing. It doesn't mean he's here next year.
It's only a one-year
yeah.
deal, yes.
So who's your corner of the future? Slice in his 30s.
Right, right.
Yeah, there's not a lot of long-term pieces
That's what
here.
I was getting to, yes. When I'm looking, I'm like, okay, there's about a handful of young players that we feel good about. But And, you know, we got Jordan Davis here, right? He's going to be your nose tackle.
Yep.
Got N'Kobe.
Yep.
Hopefully he is what he was at Georgia. Certainly feel excited about that. But our secondary, man, we got to get this secondary. We got to get younger in the secondary, and we got to have pieces that are here. It's hard to do it year in and year out with one-year guys.
And those mid-round picks that they've picked just haven't worked out, right?
None
like,
of them,
would have been
yeah.
nice if one of those guys would have developed. And
you normally hope to get a steal in the fourth round or fifth. Kayvon Wallace.
Yeah,
that's one.
Out.
And I had high hopes for him, and he hasn't panned out.
Davion
like I thought
Taylor,
he would.
Who looked he flashed, but he can't stay
right.
healthy.
Can't stay healthy.
Now we don't even talk about him.
Yeah. What are we talking about him at now?
No one's brought up his name.
Yeah, Kazir White here, and you got N'Kobe Dean.
T.J. Edwards is signed.
T.J. Edwards is still here, right? So it's like, okay, Davion's gonna be in there somewhere, but it's not a given that you know.
Is he too big to be a safety?
Well, he's bigger than our safeties for sure.
Yeah. But the thought that Anthony Harris is your best safety right now is really.
And it was him and Marcus Epps.
And I like Epps as kind of your
like he was your third safety. Yep. As a matter of fact, hell, I would almost replace Epps with Anthony. Replace Harris with Epps, and then go find me another safety.
Yep.
I mean, Anthony Harris was good in Minnesota. He just didn't do a lot last year to impress me. Just didn't. And I think they really brought him back because they didn't have
any other options.
Have any
he
other
knows
options.
The defense already, yep. So don't have to worry about that.
Yep.
Lennon Swedesboro, New Jersey is another one of our frequent but not
– Sane callers.
Yeah, and it's Sane caller, which takes him off the top five list. What's up, Len?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
What's up, Len?
What's up? So I had to call in. I've been a Howie hater for the longest, but I definitely had to call in and give him his due, man. He definitely impressed me. I had no expectations from him, and I think he hit a home run. I think the big thing is, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, we're going to win the NFC East. But the good thing is, unlike last year, we're not going out there with smoke and mirrors. I think this year we can actually feel like we're going to compete with anybody we play against. You know what I mean?
Right. I agree. Yeah. And that smoke and mirrors term is almost perfect. Because that's what I felt like we were doing last year. We're not really that good, but they're finding a way to win games or stay in games right. with smoke and mirrors. Yeah,
exactly.
That's a great term for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're looking at guys like, you know, hoping Hightower and guys like that. Oh, he's going to be a player. Yeah. No, we don't have to do that anymore. We're done with that. We have our two starters at receiver. And like you guys just said, the defense, we still got to get younger, but on the back end. But I think they're making the moves that we can feel like, all right, you know, we're going to field the team. You know, because I think Washington's going to improve. I don't know about the Giants, but we're going to battle. So we got something to look forward to, you know.
I'm glad that we can, instead of trying to convince ourselves that we should be in the thick of this thing or in the battle, it's like, no, like we're right there with Dallas, right? We're right there.
Exactly.
For as far as the NFC East goes, right? And then I'll say, okay, I'll say we're a notch below the Tampa Bays and the Rams and those guys. But Dallas isn't that impressive that you got to feel like, Dallas isn't at that Tampa Bay Rams level yet. They're not there yet.
No,
exactly. They have a good. They feast off the NFC East like we do.
Now I do think, and I was thinking initially that Hurts had the most pressure on him, but to me it's Coach Sirianni because you kind of touched on it. You know, it's okay. You know, last year Hurts getting those yards running and stuff. No, that can't be it this year. You got to show me that you can make those anticipatory throws. Mm-hmm. You know, you can actually look consistently like a guy, like you said. If we're in that Buffalo and KC shootout or whatever, can you do that? Can you get close to something like that? Mm-hmm. So that's the growth he's got to show this year to me. He doesn't have to make it win a playoff game. Like what ESP was saying, no. He can show us game to game. Okay, this guy, all right, this guy got something. You remember how we felt? It might have been the first preseason game or whatever Carson played. We were like, whoa.
Yeah.
This dude got it. So,
yeah, okay, you can see it right away. Yep.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I'm excited, though.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Len.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah, see, like, Len came out and said, well, you know, I don't know about the Cowboys yet. man, this team's mentality should be to come out this year and win the NFC East. There should be no, they've kicked our butt the last couple of years.
No,
they've taken a step back, and you've improved.
I agree.
Man, you need to have some confidence, and A.J. Brown on that offense will bring some confidence that they can go out there and they can actually run with these guys.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to have a debate about who's better between Dak and Jalen. Dak gets that nod right now, but that doesn't mean anything. Jalen has enough talent around him. Hell, Dak came in and won the division as a rookie, fourth-round draft pick. Right? I mean, he did that his rookie year.
There's one
came in and won 13 games his rookie year as a fourth-round draft pick.
Yeah, there's no reason why you should be going into the season saying, like, well, you're probably not going to beat them.
No,
screw the Cowboys.
No, and more importantly, you want the home playoff game.
Yep.
Like, you want to have the playoff game here. You don't want to be going on the road.
We want a home playoff game. We want to win. Let's go. All right, Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of graduation presents in the area. Online, mark-jewelers.com. We'll come back, get back into the discussion. The city of Philadelphia named Joel Embiid the most valuable Philadelphian.
Now, that might have been the softest move that has done happen.
I'd love to know what Embiid, his face when he saw that.
Did he show up to get it? I hope he didn't. Mail it to me.
Why did he just give him a big key? I'm saying it should have been Howie Roseman. And with everyone focusing on Jalen after the Bradbury signing, is there another key member that's ready for this? That's coming up next. Live at Shakes and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
All right, guys and gals. You guys know how much I've been loving taking the Athletic Greens, right? I started taking AG1 because, quite frankly, I needed me a little booster. Get it? In all seriousness, it's like a super multivitamin. I think it's done a great job as far as helping me with sort of getting that energy boost that I need to get you through the day. You can sort of feel like you're lagging around a little bit. And I tell you, since I started taking AG1, I feel better all throughout the day. And I've gotten the wife in on it as well. So she is a customer as well. Now reclaim your health and arm your immune system with this daily nutrition. It's just one scoop of water every day. That's it. No need of 4 million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Athletic Greens costs you less than $3 a day. Now you're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. It's also cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. You're investing in all-in-one nutritional insurance. Now, to make it easy for you, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Ike. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Ike to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Insurance.
Marks and Reese, we're back live at Chickie's and Pizza in South Philadelphia. Memorial Day weekend, 1 week from today.
Ha-ha!
Which means free toll Friday.
Yeah.
Pete is paying your toll at the Egg Harbor Toll Plaza next Friday, May 27th from 5 to 6 p.m. And we will be live at the Farley Plaza. Marks and Reese broadcasting 2 to 6.
So looking forward
headed,
to it.
Headed down, stop by and pull off, stop by, say hi.
There real quick,
yeah.
The Eagles tomorrow, I believe it's the fifth. Is it the fifth year or the fourth year?
It's been a couple years now.
Yeah, I think it's the fourth year or the fifth year. I'm sorry for not knowing the exact year. But obviously, the Eagles Autism Challenge is tomorrow morning. And I talked to Ryan, who heads that Eagles Autism Challenge Awareness and the challenge over, I think they beat their goal of over $3 million. I'll let them
already
announce it. They'll announce it officially, what have you. But I know I saw her today when I was over to pick up my bag.
Shirt?
My bag, yeah, the shirt. You got to get your wristband and all that type of stuff. They actually are having a the
party tonight.
It's not the parents party. I'm thinking of golf when I say parents party. It's more of a – it is a dinner, the fundraiser
dinner.
Yeah, it's
a get-together, yeah.
Yeah, to get-together the night before. So I may stop over there before I head home. I know they're having that tonight. But should be another outstanding event tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to it, man.
Man, it's amazing how much it's grown just
man,
in a couple of years
every
and the
year.
Amount of money that they're getting. And that's,
yeah,
you know, that's Eagles fans, that's corporate sponsors, that's mm-hmm. everybody in the Delaware Valley that realizes that they're raising money that's being used right here, and it's being used in, you know, in for a really, really great cause. And I think everybody knows somebody that
oh, no doubt.
That has – when we were kids, mm-hmm. it was just, well, that person's different or whatever. Now, mm-hmm. now you can really see the money and the research and the awareness of everything, and everybody's touched by it. I have some yeah. neighbors and a young man in my daughter's class. And so, like, I can't wait to see what it's all, when it's all said and done, what it's going to be this year.
Yeah, man. Should be fun. Should be fun. I'm stretched and, you know, I'm just walking. Oh, but I'll be okay.
Yeah, we can't have you out there tearing a hamstring on the bike. I was worried about you the year you did 30-some miles.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about that anymore. I won't be doing that again, but, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Is Howard riding or walking tomorrow?
I would be shocked if he's doing anything but walking.
Now
he could barely even walk.
I think he rode in it once. At least I think he rode his bike 1 year, maybe 2 years. He's did the bike ride.
But I think he told me last night he's walking so that he can have his AirPods in and check in with Rob Ellis, who's hosting his show
tomorrow. Oh, okay.
I'm surprised he's not doing the show from the walk.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Where he'll be listening and arguing to himself, and then he'll call in a couple times with Rob. Eh. Howard's probably busy coming up with his forecast for tonight, as there is a Phillies game down here.
It's not going to get canceled, is it?
Well, so –
Delayed.
Jack, I've decided Kyle Quinn gives better forecasts down here than Howard.
Dope.
He has radar on his phone. I didn't realize this. The iPhone thing has a live radar feature. So he gave us – looks like the game's going to be good tonight. Should be good. Maybe a rain delay or two, but should be a
They should just postpone the series.
That wouldn't be a bad idea if they were able to. Doesn't seem like this.
He's trying to get out of here without getting a loss.
Or a couple losses.
Yeah, get Bryce back.
Yeah. Bryce Harper not in the lineup tonight. Yeah.
Well, Joe Girardi did just say he doesn't think it's going to require a 10-day IL stint.
10 days?
He said he doesn't think that.
So hang on a second.
Oh, so that means it's not. He won't be in this weekend.
So it doesn't sound like
it. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
So, like, obviously, they injected. It's a PRP shot, which is taking the blood, spinning it, getting all the good, everything in there, and then injecting it in the elbow.
Mm-hmm.
If the elbow, there's nothing wrong with the. We know that there was a small tear, but if it was fine before. Is this obviously it didn't react the way it thought it was going to? They talked about maybe two games.
Right.
Now it's Friday and he's still not playing?
Yeah. This thing seems like it's tricky for them to get a handle on what they need to be doing. And I would imagine they are going to give him as much time as he needs before they send him back out there.
Hell yeah.
Right? So that's the right thing to do. I'm just wondering, are we just putting a Band-Aid over something as opposed to, you know, going ahead and taking care of what needs to be taken care of? Now, I understand still early in the season. You certainly don't want to lose him for the season. I think we're playing with fire. We're, like, rolling the dice with this, even with him not playing the outfield.
So he got the shot on Sunday. I guess it was going to be after the game, before the game, whatever it was. He didn't play Sunday because he got the shot. And then they said, well, he might miss Tuesday because they were off Monday.
Yep.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, today's Friday. That's four games. You thought maybe he'd miss two. And that's – I mean, he's missing three more games than you initially kind of gave the worst-case scenario of. What the hell's that?
And with Girardi's latest comments, that sounds like don't expect him back this weekend.
Maybe he can avoid DL or the IL.
Right. I could always backtrack it or back.
Well, sure. Yeah, they do it retro for sure, but that means he's out 10 days.
Yeah, I was going to say that means he's out close to 10 days or something.
That means he's out through almost next weekend.
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah, as opposed to two games that we're talking about. Yeah, something's fishy and something's up. Something's up. You don't get that injection unless there had been some type of regression in the injury. That's at least what I believe. Yep. That's what I believed.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they were talking about it, well, maybe in a couple months he can get on the field. Now he's not playing again? I don't know. There's something weird going on. We'll get to something with Nick Sirianni and the Eagles in 1 second. But Brian Lansdale's been hanging for a while. He wanted to talk about Doc Rivers. There's smoke in Chicago at the pre-draft camps that Doc Rivers to the Lakers could happen. Brian, go ahead. What's up? How are you?
What's going on, guys? I'm going to hang up and listen, but I just wanted to get your thoughts and then the realistic possibility of getting Dawn Staley in here to coach the Sixers.
Why would Dawn Staley do that?
Yeah, Brian,
I don't know why Dawn Staley would do that. She is in position to be the best college basketball coach out there.
She is.
You know, Geno's getting a little older, and, you know, she's already won two national championships at the Division I level. I love saying it. She's the first minority coach, male or female, to win multiple national championships at the D1 level. I believe in any sport, too, by the way.
Yeah.
She has put herself in the history books right now, and I know becoming the first female head coach in the NBA was certainly – be a huge feather in her cap. I just don't know
if she wants to.
If she would want to do that right now. She actually has a national powerhouse at South Carolina to where she has a legitimate chance to win a national title.
Another one.
So, yeah.
She did all the heavy lifting to build the program.
To build that program. That's her program.
Now you take advantage of what you built.
Yes, reap the benefits of that labor.
So if he – the
fruit
she,
of that labor, if, whatever the hell that saying is.
I know what you
reap
mean.
Reap the benefits of the fruit of that labor.
If there was –
something like that.
Word that she was interested, then I'd be very interested and I would love to talk about
it. I got Jay right, man. We're going to wait until D'Antoni flames out.
And then Jay becomes a coach.
See, Jay's like, I don't want to be the next coach. I want to be the coach after that coach fails. Then I can come on in there.
That's probably a good strategy.
Because if I'm Jay Wright, what else do you – what else? He's already in the Hall of Fame, I believe. He has two national championships there at Villanova. Certainly didn't want to be a part of this NIL stuff. Do you see Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher? Do you think Jay Wright wants to be doing that?
No, Nick Saban has officially lost it.
Yeah, because he realizes – he has competition for top recruits now.
He realizes the game has changed. Yes. And he don't want the game to change.
Yes.
No, you're right.
So Jay may say, I may as well go ahead and coach paid professional athletes. And if he's going to do it, you got to do it in Philadelphia. He's got to do it in Philadelphia. So, yeah.
Jack, would he lose his status of Philly guy if he went to the Lakers and became their
right.
coach?
Jay Wright?
Yes.
Yes.
Or the Knicks, if he became the Knicks coach?
Knicks is even worse.
Knicks is worse.
The Knicks, Brooklyn, or the Lakers. He can't take either of those jobs, right?
Nope. Any job. It doesn't matter what job.
Has to be here, right?
Yes.
There also has to be an opening here.
There's going to be
There's
going
to be an opening here. Believe that.
All right.
There's going to be an opening.
You don't see that. I did.
I hope there's an opening here, like, in a week. I try to get them now.
Yeah.
Don't even hire D'Antoni.
Believe me, Doc wants this over fast as possible, too.
You know what? Like, it's a great point that the feeling's mutual.
Yes!
The feeling is mutual. And the Sixers are trying to weasel a draft pick out of it somehow, and the Lakers are probably dumb enough to do it.
I don't even remember what Doc said about improving for next year. Like, what the hell are they supposed to do for next year? Like, did Doc in his final press conference lay out some sort of game plan that we're going to get better next year? All I heard was Daryl Morey say, unlock James Harden. Hello, Daryl Morey. He's 33 years old. He will be 33 years old. There's no unlocking him.
No, there was a lack of details on how they were going to do what they need to do.
And that was by design.
Yep. Well, he said better. I don't know if it was Doc. I think it was Doc that said better fit. And to me, like, and that kind of caught my attention because it's like, all right, so they won't necessarily have to get – I mean, sure, they'd love to get Beal. But if they're not getting Beal, they need to get some players that have some attitude and the P.J. Tuckers of the world and things like that. This team's soft. They're not physical enough. They need better players all around, but they definitely need a different type of player in there. I don't know. I mean, that's the one thing that they did say.
I tell you what, they better get a youthful player in that number one jersey. Like, that's what you better be doing. Like, all that toughness, angle, you're still going home in the second
still
round.
Still going home in the second round. No, you're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. All right, so all the talk that we do with Jalen Hurts and now with Howie Roseman really kind of completing this roster, right? Mm-hmm. Like Bradberry. So now you have – I mean, these are two really good cornerbacks. There's still a couple of holes, but for the most part, veteran defense – with some youth mixed in, cornerbacks are great. The defense should be much improved.
Yep.
And then your offense with A.J. Brown, and you now look at the offense, and that one wide receiver makes Devontae better, makes Quez Watkins better, makes Dallas Goedert. And so like now the offense is like, all right, let's see what Jalen Hurts can do. What about Nick Sirianni? Right? Like, can Nick Sirianni figure out? Because last year he tried to they were trying to throw the ball way too much. And I don't know.
Well, that's the type of offense that Jeffrey Lurie prefers.
I know. But, like, how long do they stick with that this year? Have they figured out kind of a decent way to what they failed with trying to do last year with Jalen?
Right.
That they can do this year and be more successful? Really, like, what's your confidence in Nick Sirianni going into this season?
I'm interested in seeing what he can do. Like, last year for me, he passed the test of coaching in this city, having his first ever head coaching job. Not at the pro level, at any level. He hadn't been a head coach at any level, right? High school?
No, he's never
college,
been a coach.
College, he'd never been a head coach.
And he didn't drown.
Right, and he didn't drown, right? So I was impressed that he was able to navigate that situation last year. I thought he got better as a coach. Week in and week out, I thought he was a much better coach at the end of the year than he was at the early portion of the year. The fact that they were able to adjust on the fly and take this offense and go in a totally different direction that led to victories, that got the most out of the players that they had at their disposal, I thought all those things were a positive for Nick Sirianni. How he handled questions in the media after the game, instead of trying to fully explain stuff in detail and giving unnecessary analogies or what have you that leads to more questions and whether or not he knows what he's doing. He started to keep things nice, tight, and concise, right? Get in and out of there. get straight to the point, and we move on. Right? You don't need to give us more to have to dissect and digest, and Jack doesn't need any help with his drop board.
No.
Right? So we and I know he's disappointed in that, but I like the fact that my coach is more buttoned up, more straight to the point, because as a football coach, you almost have to be a CEO type. You almost have to be that type. And I thought last year it was more of trying to be accepted by not only those within that organization, his players, other coaches, and his bosses, but his fan base as well. And it could be tough trying to navigate that water, because how far did you go to try to be affable to everybody,
right? Yep.
Right? And we get on Doc about shutting everybody out. Well, here was Nick going above and beyond. So if there is that middle ground you have to find, because we're family members, but we'll also flip the script when things don't go our way. So
yeah.
I thought he got better at that towards the end of the year. Now you have to coach with expectations. Let's see how he handles that. Remember, Doug was lovable Doug when he
things went wrong.
Yes, when he exceeded expectations. The moment we started expecting stuff, Doug started guaranteeing wins and everything.
Well, did that really happen, or is that just am I remember that he actually went on?
Yeah, he started taking advice from Angelo.
Angelo was programming the football.
I mean, we're accepting the ball instead of kicking off. You know, like Doug didn't necessarily handle high expectations and adversity well.
And to your point,
I mean, is Carson the starter? Is Brett Favre right? And that's Brett's opinion.
Please don't put words in my mouth, or we're going to have a problem.
And you haven't even mentioned the X's and O's yet, but it's such a huge part of the job responsibility,
yes,
which is managing all that stuff.
Yes.
And honestly, based on the lack of experience that he had at that level, he did an excellent job, because it didn't start off very well.
No.
That's for sure.
No.
And by the end of the season,
you start talking about plants and flowers and soil. And
the first press conferences
really
were like an absolute disaster. I mean, right, we were thinking he wouldn't even make it through the first season.
Yeah.
And by the end of the year, and now moving into the offseason, there's a genuine like for him, and I think there's a genuine upside from fans thinking, like, all right, because guess what? He did a good job with the X's and O's and everything that was thrown at him last year, too.
I mean,
like, maybe the team wanted him to have this throwing offense, but he had to adjust on the fly and say, we can't do that. And they won a lot of games doing it. Let's see what he can do this year.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to want to open this thing up.
Oh, yeah.
You don't trade away what you traded away and then pay the money you paid for A.J. Brown to get in here. You know, so
Jeffrey Lurie's not running an offense that they're
certainly that's not what they're looking to do. And if they have to do that, then we could be back to the whole quarterback carousel thing next offseason.
Jack, do you have confidence in Nick Sirianni year two? It feels like most fans are very positive on Nick Sirianni at this point.
Yeah, and I'm not totally sure why. I mean, he didn't show anything last year that suggests that he can coach a passing offense. I mean, I'm hopeful. I'm not like think it's going to be a disaster season.
You want to see it, though.
I need to see it with Nick Sirianni. Like, I actually think it's been one of the more under-talked about things. Like, we talk about Jalen all the time, but he's also a second-year head coach that now has to manage all of this talent. I mean, it's not just – I know he likes to say he only coaches the offense, but he does have to manage a talented
head coach, yes.
Like, yeah. There's last year was cute. I mean, that's what last year was. It was cute, but there's actual expectations this year. And it's going to be one of the main things to watch as the season goes on. So I'm hopeful, but I'm not like slam dunk he's going to be great at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how we would be sure that he's great at it. But so far, you know, big thumbs up on Nick Sirianni. He's likable. Doc Rivers should take notes. He's likable, and it feels genuine. Right, I know some people get mad because he's laying it on too thick and he's wearing Brandon Graham shirts or whatever, as opposed to Doc that just wants to fight with everybody, right?
Yeah.
Like, appreciate that you're dealing with, like, a real dude with a real family, likes to go to the Jersey Shore, drinking with people in Avalon, Miller Lights, tank tops on the beach.
I keep rolling that out, man. That's not how I want to see him. That's not actually how I want to see him. But I understand he likes the shore. I get it.
Jack, do we know when he's going? What week he's going down the shore yet, so we can look for him down there?
Yeah, I don't know. But
believe me, they'll find him.
No one really knew who he was. I mean, I think they kind of knew him last year.
Oh, they know him.
But now people are going to be so many sightings. I mean, Embiid got bullied off the Jersey Shore. Remember that last year?
It stopped Jordan from going down there.
Yeah.
Where did Jordan go? Didn't he go somewhere down there? I thought Jordan was down at the shore somewhere. Michael Jordan.
No, it was like a fishing expedition in Cape May.
Okay, is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
That's the shore though, right?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. Well, he wasn't in Avalon sitting on the beach with a cooler like Sirianni.
No, he was somewhere looking for a damn casino. I know Mike.
He wasn't walking into the Princeton or whatever.
Yeah. No, Sirianni probably had five or six. I don't know if he's White Claw or Miller Lights, but.
Oh,
he definitely has the little cooler bag with him, right?
Yeah, he's me. I'm drinking. You think he's a White Claws guy on the beach? Yes.
Definitely a visor.
He's
guy.
A visor guy.
Yes, oh, he's definitely a visor guy on the beach for sure.
He's throwing the football to his son, so he needs to be able to see.
Yep.
Right? Oh, he's 100%.
He's definitely a big
visor.
Tackle guy into the ocean kind of guy. A body surfer.
I don't know, man. We'll have to ask. Next time we have him on, we have to ask him if he's a body surfer. That's when we talked to him last, was right after the whole beach thing. All right, 215-592-9494. Herb's been holding a long time. 3 hours now. Herb, I'm trying to get to you, man. We've been very busy today.
Come on, man. Get to Herb.
No, I know, but I see him up there. He's hung up a couple times. Coming up next, top 5 at 5 with Jack.
And then Herb.
What does he have in store for us? Chuck from Mount Airy.
Oh, God.
Herb.
And then Herb.
And your
right
phone
now,
call.
I just can't wait to get off this phone call.
215-592-9494. We're live at Chiggies and Pete's in South Philly. The best in-game experience. Chiggies and Pete's before the game, during the game, after the game. Click chickiesandpete's.com. Back right after this. Don't go anywhere. BetMGM, Jack, King of Sportsbooks. Unleash the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. So sign up today with BetMGM or log on to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.